Hi, this is Mella, and you're listening to Love Mella the Podcast. Hello, pretty people. How are you guys? I hope you guys have a great week ahead, because I'm having a rough week. Pero actually, today, rough yung Monday and Tuesday ko. Pero my Wednesday is a bit, yeah, hectic. But medyo okay ako today, in fairness. Siguro dulot siya nung, naniniwala ba kayo dun? Yung kapag may parang inayos ka sa area mo, na parang, halimbawa, minove mo yung phone holder mo from left to right. Tapos yung screen ng, like yung monitor ng PC mo, minove mo, like paslant, ganyan. Parang, I believe na parang may different vibe na nabibigay when I rearrange my stuff sa area ko, ganon. So wala, feeling ko nagka-effect yon dun sa mood ko today. Kasi kahapon ba ako nag-ayos? Anyway, let's not beat around the bush. Let's talk about na lang diretso what I wanna talk about tonight. Medyo mabigat to for me. I've been feeling this for the whole month na. Pero yeah, I'm fine naman guys. Tolerable naman siya. I just really wanna talk about it and let it out of my chest. Kasi once and for all, para wala. Kasi this podcast nga is my diary, right? So, yeah, let's get it. Ayun, to anyone who needs to hear this right now, I just wanna say na you deserve better. Okay? You deserve better. Ikaw, I'm talking to you na lahat na lang binigay mo. Parang wala ka nang tinitira sa sarili mo. Lagi ka na lang available to everyone. You deserve better, sweetie. You deserve better. As in, ano mo yan sa mind mo. Iungkit mo yan sa mind mo. Ganyan. I hope you don't give too much of yourself to the point na wala nang matitira sa'yo. Kasi that's so hard. As in, parang, hindi ako iiyak ka. Parang lang, parang lang, nakakainis. Ba't ganun yung boses ko? Parang ako iiyak. Pero hindi ako iiyak. Anyway, so, yeah, I've been feeling, like, weak. Both literally and figuratively. Kasi parang feeling ko, nauubos ako unti-unti. Parang lahat na bibigay ko sa mga tao na parang hindi na ako nagtitira for myself. And it's so unhealthy, guys. As in, don't do it. Work-wise, friendship-wise, kung saan mang aspect ng life mo yan. Take your days off. Take me times, cause if you don't, you're gonna be forced to make time for, you know, pag umapaw na, parang you're gonna be forced to make time for those days, kasi yun yung days na parang sobrang feeling mo wala ka nang mabigay, kasi nabigay mo na lahat, parang wala nang natira talaga at all sa'yo. So parang, yeah, you're gonna be forced to make time for those days kapag hindi mo tinake yung opportunity to rest, to be away from people, or yeah, medyo struggle siya for ano. This is not for everyone though, depends. Kasi if outgoing ka, you need people around you para ma-energize ka ganyan. Pero for ambiverts like me na lean more towards introversion, yeah, take your days off as much as possible. Pero wag naman yung tipong tinatamad ka lang mag-leave ka na. Well, I think hindi naman totally pag tinatamad ka lang. Ano, parang if you feel like wala kang mabibigay and hindi mo mabibigay yung 100% mo, take your day off na. Kasi para ka lang literal, para kang cellphone eh. Parang if low bat ka na, tapos sasagarin mo yung sarili mo. Gets ba? Ayoko na mag-explain. Ay nako, toasted na yung brain ko for today. Grabe. Anyway, I just wanna say also na ito, iba naman to. I just wanna say na you're not too much for the right people or for the right person. Pero mas, I wanna emphasize more na you're not too much for the right people. Kasi I think mas makakapag-speak ako for those na single. Single kasi ako. You're not too much for the right people in the sense na feeling mo pag medyo needy ka, so sasabihin mo dun sa kaibigan mo or dun sa person na yon na, oh, this is what I need. Parang, I think it all boils down to knowing that person's love language. Kasi if ito yung gusto mong ma-receive, tapos hindi niya mabigay, kasi hindi naman niya alam na yun pala yung receiving mo na love language, mag-fail talaga. Pwedeng friendship to or romantic relationship, you can guys look at it, depende sa inyo. Ako kasi, sa friendship, parang naniniwala ako na, ewan ko, mas ano talaga kasi ako sa mga friends ko. Mas, you know, I don't belong to any like stable barkada. I mean, I think I'm the life of the party, no? Parang part ako ng iba-ibang barkada, but wala akong staple, ganun. So, I'm just here to pop up, guys, pag kailangan niyo ako, eme. Anyway, so, sana naman napunta, Mela? Anyway. So, ayun na nga, parang, I think it's important to communicate your needs. Though it's hard, kasi even though you communicate your needs, if that person finds it, like, masyadong, yun nga, needy, ganun, or masyadong emotional, ganun, drop them na lang. Parang, I saw nga this tweet saying na parang, once you've tasted peace, parang you're gonna cut ties with people that ruin it, or parang, don't bring you peace, ganun, parang ganun. So, sobrang agree ako dun, kasi parang, ay, nako, ang dami ko talagang, ay, nako, ah, grabe, lahat ng nafe-feel ko early September, parang ngayon ko nalalabas, kasi anyway, so yun, parang, it sucks, no, when you communicate your needs but they end up dismissing your feelings. It hurts kasi parang lunok pride ka na nga para lang masabi dun sa person na yon na this is what I need, this is what I want from you for this thing to work, ganyan. Pero they end up dismissing your feelings or ghosting you because I don't fucking know with them why. Alam mo yun, parang ako kasi I really find ghosting so duwag. I find ghosters so duwag. Kasi instead of like confronting the person or confronting your feelings, you avoid them. So parang, where does that leave you in the future? Parang if the issue is like brought up again, parang ano, iiwasan mo na lang kasi ginos mo yung person. You get me pa? Ayun lang. So parang it's, you guys should be upfront when expressing your feelings. Alam mo yun, parang, ah, depende kasi yun siguro sa zodiac, okay? Parang ang laking factor din talaga nun. Parang naniniwala din na ako sa astrology now. Kasi, I don't know if you guys know this app. It's called CoStar. I downloaded it to, you know, wala lang. Kasi parang curious pa ako sa astrology, like, a month ago, ganyan. So, until now, naka-download siya sa akin. So, ayun, every day, as in every day, may notice siya sa akin. Tapos parang, it's like someone's talking to you, ganun. Tapos parang, sobrang tamang-tama ako minsan. Ito, babasahin ko sa inyo yung, ano sa akin today, yung notice ng CoStar sa akin today. Ay, wait lang, nakapatay pala yung wifi ko. I'm so sorry. Anyway, ito na. Acknowledge your regrets so that you can dissolve them. Ushi! Grabe ka, CoStar. Grabe. Tapos kahapon, ito, babasahin ko sa inyo yung ano ko kahapon, yung binasa ko kahapon na notice. A memory accompanied by pleasure does not mean that what you remember was good. My God, parang napabasa niya talaga yung utak ko. This made me believe in astrology more talaga. Itong app na to, grabe. Anyway, so, pero minsan, ang excessive na eh. Parang, yung iba ginagawa na lang excuse yung zodiac sign to be shitty to people. Parang, oh, kasi I'm an ano eh, I'm a Gemini, so I'm like this. Oh, ganyan. Oh, I'm a Virgo kasi, kaya I'm like this, I'm like that. Parang, no. No, bitch. It's just a guide. You are you. Iba pa rin yun. Alam mo yun? Marang, ayun ako. I mean, okay maniwala dyan kasi it's nice to have guide sa life, di ba? Parang, it's nice to have a survival guide nga, di ba? Parang, sana nga may ganun sa life, di ba? Parang hindi na tayo nahihirapan paano mag-deal with issues and, ay, ang dami kong pinaproblema. Anyway, so ayun, you guys deserve better than people like that na yung when you communicate your needs, parang iba-brush off nila or parang sabi nila babawi sila but they end up ghosting you. What the fuck? Ito pa guys, parang, or baka for me na lang to applicable kasi sawang-sawa na talaga ako sa mga thought ganayan. You deserve better than ano ha, than skinny loves and thought gas, fuck buddies, flings and all that. Almost or potential love. Parang, you deserve something real and constant. Someone or people that won't make you question your worth or won't gaslight you, you know? You deserve people na would fulfill their promises. Yeah, hindi naman maiiwasan na people would let you down. Pero, yung parang yun na yung nature nila. Parang, when you like, sige, sabihin na natin, when you like, ask someone to commit to this thing. Tapos, they end up letting you down na, oh, sorry, something came up, ganyan. Ay, nako, drop them. Joke, may sense pa ba yung mga pinagsasabi ko. Pero, gusto ko lang naman sabihin na, huwag kayong makikipag-interact with people na talk shit. Or na ghoster, ganyan. Pero, it's really hard. Kasi, you really can't see naman sa tao kung ganun sila. Parang wala naman silang walking sign na, oh, I'm a ghoster. Oh, I'm a cheater. Oh, I'm a, you know, I'm a bad person and all that. So, yeah, just guard your heart. Pero, if you wear your heart on your sleeve, hindi rin naman masama. Kasi, it only means na you still try to see the best in people. Parang, you don't wanna be a prejudiced person na parang kasi may trust issues ka na from before. Na may trauma ka na, ganyan. So, parang, you won't give the people entering your life a chance to prove to you na they're not like the people who made you put your walls up.
kumbaga, right? So, yeah. I just really hate it when you... balik na naman tayo dun sa una kong sinabi. I just really hate it when you, like, try to be vulnerable. Like, nilunok mo na nga yung pride mo to work on the thing. Kasi parang gusto mo talaga mag-work. Parang, in my case, I really tried to tell the person na this is what I feel. This is what I feel sa nangyayari. Like, hindi mo man makita na nangyayari to. Pero for me, ito yung nafe-feel ko. Alam mo yun, parang, it doesn't mean naman kasi na you're not aware. It's not happening. For example, it doesn't mean naman na you don't feel na your friend is drifting away from you. It doesn't mean na hindi nangyayari. Alam mo yun, gets ba? Oh, sige, let's say, person A feels like hindi na nag-work yung relationship or yung friendship nila ni person B. Pero person B thinks everything's okay kasi parang lahat binibigay niya, parang quality time and all. Pero what if person A's love language isn't quality time? Hindi yun yung receiving niya. Parang, yeah, kailangan talaga ng communication eh. If may miscommunication talaga, doon na nagsistart yung mga issues and doon na nagsistart na, you know, mag-drift yung mga tao. Ayun, alam mo yun, parang doon na nagsistart lahat ng bullshit in short. Alam mo yun. So yeah, going back, I just hate it when you like try to be vulnerable or work on the relationship. Parang lahat na ginawa mo, parang nilunok mo na yung pride mo kahit sobrang ma-pride ka. Para lang ma-save yung kung anong meron kayo kasi you really want it that bad and you don't wanna screw things up anymore like what happened before. In my case, I really try to tell people when they're wrong. I don't kiss their ass. Kasi fault ko before. Hindi man fault, but something I didn't do before was tell people when they're wrong. Parang lagi kasi akong, I don't wanna get on their bad side na parang, oh, si Mela ganyan, kinukontra ako and all. Sabi ko, and that's what true friends are for. When you're wrong, they're gonna tell you and they won't tolerate you. Like, especially yung mga pag sa mga relationship, yung friend mo, halimbawa, ganyan, niloloko yung girlfriend niya, ganun. So, parang, yeah, yung ganun. Anyway, layo na naman ang narating. Sayang yung luha mo, no, when you try to fix something, tapos ikaw lang pala yung may gustong maayos siya. Ang lungkot, grabe, pero natagagawa ko pang tumawa, pero yeah. Ay, naku, alam niyo ba guys, when I was doing the outline for this episode, keywords lang. Tapos, pag binabasa ko siya ngayon, parang lahat talaga nung, lahat nung thoughts ko when I was doing the outline for this, ano, bumabalik lahat. Nadadagdagan pa, kaya humahaba lalo yung episode, which is something I like. Kasi, wala, minsan pinapakinggan ko yung podcasts ko when I need someone to talk sense into me. Ganon. Aside from, like, getting insights from other podcasts, tinatry ko rin pakinggan yung sarili ko kasi no one knows me like I do. Alam mo yun? Parang ganun. Anyway, dami na naman pinuntahan. Also, can I just say, you deserve all the good things life has to offer. Like, I hope you don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Yun nga, sabi ko kanina, I hope you don't let people gaslight you na parang you're too much, parang you're too needy, you're too emotional, kaya ka walang ano eh, kaya ka walang boyfriend, kaya wala masyadong nagtatagal sa'yo, or kaya walang nandiligaw sa'yo at all because you're too much, you're too like this, you're too, you know, don't make them, I hope you don't let them get to you. Mahirap, I won't say na don't let them, I just hope na you don't let them get to you because when you let it, when you let them, talo ka. Alam mo yun, parang like what I said kanina, no one knows you like you do. Anyway, I'm sorry if the world made you feel like hindi valid yung feelings mo. I'm here to let you know they're valid kahit pa ang dami nagsasabi na ito dapat yung ma-feel mo, ganyan, ganyan, ganyan. No, you don't get to dictate what someone can feel or what someone feels. Parang, it's the same as, ano, parang, when someone tells you na you hurt them, you don't get to decide that you do not. Diba? Alam mo, I think ang bottom line lang is, don't be shitty. Don't hurt people. I mean, yeah, it's normal naman sa life na you get hurt. Pero, I remember nga may nabasa ako sa TikTok. May napanood ako sa TikTok na TED Talk siya. Sabi niya, parang, hindi daw siya naniniwala na you have to have, like, traumatic experiences to grow or to be better. Kasi parang, eto pa, okay, something related to that. I listen to Sky Podcast kasi, diba, parang sabi nila dun, si Kristen Slater, na lagi raw nilang naririnig sa iba na marriage is hard work and all that. Parang, you have to work hard for it to work. Tapos sabi nila, bakit kami? Parang hindi naman kami nahihirapan. I think, ang sinasabi nila is, love should be easy, you know? Parang lagi na tayong sinasabihan na, oh, work hard on the relationship. Fight for them and all. Parang andun na ako sa age na naniniwala na ako na love should be easy. Parang you don't have to move mountains for it to work. Kasi if it's that na, yeah, it's your choice to like, to make something work if nahirapan ka, parang pero hindi rin eh, totoo na rin, naniniwala talaga ako na love can be easy. And yun nga, nakikita ko kay Slater and Chris na their love is easy. They didn't have to work so hard to make it work kasi they're just so sure of each other, you know. They're sure na this is the person I wanna be with and spend the rest of my life with. So yeah, oh my god, I wanna talk about love being easy. Sige. You know, love should be easy kasi if it's hard, parang I think it's not right. Alam mo, parang, yeah, it's, hindi naman may iwasan yung mga away and all, yung mga arguments and stuff. Pero, if the bad outweighs the good, parang hindi na ata tama. Kasi diba, lagi nalang sinasabi, yung bad, parang dapat equal yan sa good para may balancing relationship. Pero no, I believe na, dapat ma-outweigh nung good yung bad. Kasi there's always gonna be bad times, you know? Do you get what I'm trying to say? So, ayun lang. Naniniwala na tuloy ako na love can be easy. So, if it's not easy, I think it's not for me. You know? Kasi naniniwala ako dyan. Nangyari nga siya siguro sa akin nung college, no? Ay, hindi rin. Nahirapan din ako nung college. San ko ba siya makakompare sa life ko? The relationship I had nung high school, it was hard din eh. But, I'm not saying it was bad, ah. It was hard lang. I think pwede yung first friend ko nung college. Kasi hindi talaga namin pinilit maging friends. As in, talagang nangyari na lang siya naturally. Though medyo nagdrift. Pero that was the kind of love of friend. Oh, syempre, love ko naman yun, friend ko yun. That's the kind of love that's easy. Yung parang, the friendship na easy. Parang hindi nyo kailangan pilitin. Even though you don't talk, you know, na you guys still have each other's back when something happens, ganon. Yeah. Ang ganda, no? Loving someone should be easy. Kasi if it's not, it's not for you. Paulit-ulit na lang ako, pero ganda-ganda talaga ako sa thought na you don't have to force it. You don't have to force things for it to work. Kasi if it's meant to be talaga, totoo talaga yun eh. If it's meant to be, it will be talaga. As cliche as it sounds, it's true. And I stand by it 200% hanggang ngayon. Hindi ako mag-aano ng details. I'm gonna withhold some details, but I'm gonna share something. Kasi parang I'm trying to work on this thing na parang I wanna grow this thing. I wanna enhance it. Parang ganun. Tapos something came along to make it happen. Parang to make it possible. Ganyan. Parang hindi ko pinilit na mag-crowdsource ako ng ganito para ma-execute ko yung plan. Ganyan. But something came along nang hindi ko ina-expect. As in, sobrang easy lang. Alam mo yun? Parang, I don't know. I think it's like my love for what I'm doing right now, like which is podcasting. Yeah, it's hard to conceptualize sometimes na ano bang pag-uusapan ko with people, like ano bang i-record ko alone, ganyan. Pero like what I said, nag-plan ako ng topics ko beforehand, like before publishing my first ever episode. Nag-plan ako like siguro mga 50 topics, pero konti lang dun yung nasusunod per week. Like minsan wala pa dun yung mga nire-record ko every week kasi whatever talaga na I'm feeling for the week. I think it's like yun nga. Currently, maririnig nyo kasi I record it based on what I feel. So, recording the episode is so easy. Like, I create an outline, but like, it's just a guide. Pero, I let my heart speak, you know? Hindi ko siya pinipilit na parang, oh, dapat ito yung topic ko, ganyan. Dapat ito yung, ano, well, may ganun sometimes na parang, oh, maganda itong pag-usapan. Let's do some brainstorming and stuff. From the internet, Google ako ng mga articles on how to expound on the topic more, but pansin nyo recently, parang sobrang close to my heart lahat ng topics ko. Like my life recently episode, I'm languishing, tsaka yung cancel culture, which is very relevant, and ano pa ba yung mga recent kong episodes? Yung fangirl life ko, which is very personal to me kasi, as you know, I'm a fangirl talaga. I don't try. It's just easy because I love it, you know? Aww, ang sweet talaga ng thought na yun, ang ganda-ganda. So, I think kaya rin ako nahihirapan kasi I force it eh. Like yung sometimes, di ba, when I say na parang, oh, I want a boyfriend and all, ganyan. Pag nasa TikTok ako, dami kasing mga, you know, mga mag-jowa dun na ang ganda ng content nila kasi ang wholesome, you know. It's parang may isip mo, oh, what if that happened to, what if ganyan ako now? Parang, what if I had a partner and all that stuff? Pero, yeah, time will come na hindi mo kailangan pilitin talaga. Yung iba kasi parang napipilitan na magka-jowa kasi maraming may jowa, you know. Ako kasi ganun ako minsan. Pero sa utak ko lang yun. Alam ko naman na hindi ko papatulan unless mahal ko. Unless interested talaga ako sa person and I find it so hard to be single because I'm not with him kasi ganyan. Parang, ayun pa, be in a relationship with someone because if wala, parang, alam mo yun, parang be in a relationship lang when you feel like being single is the worst thing in the world because you should be with that someone. Alam mo yun, parang, anyway, gulo na to. Anyway, so, ayun lang. Ganda talaga nun. Thanks, Kristen Slater, for that thought. For that, insight. Ang ganda. Ayun. Grabe lang, no? Even though we've been hurt before, parang we still try to see the best in people. Kasi nga, hindi naman tayo masamang tao. Or ako lang ba yun? Kasi, even though someone wronged me, tinatry ko talaga makita pa rin yung heart nila. I mean, parang tinatry ko pa rin isipin or i-convince yung sarili ko na they're not a bad person. They're just, scared to commit. Ganon. Parang, you make excuses for that person para lang hindi mo maisip na masama siya. Parang, para lang hindi ka magalit sa kanya. Alam mo, possible, oo, pero naniniwala ba kayo dun sa thought na parang after a breakup, you should try to be mad at your ex kasi parang it's gonna be easier for you to move on? But I believe na not all the time. I tried that, pero sobrang toxic and ang heavy. I think it's best pa rin if you still try to see or you still try to look at the angle na naging masaya kayo, ganon. So, what you're gonna remember or good memories, and alam mo yun, parang tinry ko ang heavy kasi kapag iisipin mo na I have to be mad at my ex para madali ako makamove on, pero not really. Pero gulo na nang sinasabi ko, pero yes, pwede if someone cheated, magagalik talaga, so makaka-move on ka talaga ng mabilis, pero hindi rin. So, ba't pa tayo napunta sa topic na to? Grabe, I'm so sorry. Pero naniniwala ba kayo na kailangan magalit sa isang tao para makaka-move on ka sa kanila? Ako, I believe kasi na you have to remember the good things. Pero actually, wala rin kasi, ano ba ang gulo ko? Wala rin naman kasing perfect formula and moving on. So, yeah, to each their own, you know, bahala na. Pero ako, I believe talaga na alalahanin mo na lang yung good memories para, you know, hindi heavy. And dadating, magkakaroon talaga ng turning point eh. As in, yung ifinifeel mo lahat. As in, finifeel mo lahat ng pain and all. Pero, pag dumating ka dun sa turning point na, okay, pagod na ako. Parang, I think I've exhausted all my feelings na parang wala na akong, you know, malabas na luha. I think that's the turning point na pwede mo nang alalahanin yung good memories. Pwede pala. I think at the start, pwede kang magalit sa kanya. Pilitin mong magalit para lumabas na lahat ng feelings mo. Tapos, when you're done with that, that's the time na, na you think of the good memories para mas madali na siya mag-move on. Kasi parang may isip mo, I can also have good memories with other people. You did so much for the wrong person. Imagine what more you can do for the right one. Diba? That's so beautiful. Ganda lang. Hopeful talaga ako. Very hopeful pa ako for the future, for my love life. In the future, parang I believe that there's someone talaga out there na, you know, the story was written in the stars, gano. Hopeless romantic. Anyway, balik na nga tayo dun sa topic. I know that feeling kasi when you try to, sobrang random na naman, pero sige, jump na tayo. I know that feeling when you try to give people the benefit of the doubt, pero they always end up proving you wrong. Parang, dinedefend mo siya sa mga tao na, oh no, that person changed na and all, so hindi na niya ako parang, alam mo yun, parang hindi na niya gagawin yung ginawa niya dati, ganyan, pero kaka-defend mo. Tama pala sila, na parang, people don't change, parang yung core nila won't change talaga. Alam niyo, gets ba? Anyway, ay nako, sucks lang, no, when you, parang ganun, parang you make excuses for them, tapos biglang they prove you wrong, na hindi ka pala talaga nila pinahahalagahan, ganun, so, yeah, that's that. You deserve a two-way relationship. Not cause like, may need kang makuha pabalik sa kanya, but because you deserve it, girl. Sobrang random na, pero gusto ko lang talaga pag-usapan random thoughts. Your love deserves to be reciprocated. Totoo yun eh. Diba parang ang draining pag puro ikaw eh. Parang diba, intro ko nga, parang it's so draining if you, like, put yourself out there, available to everyone, so they're gonna exhaust you. Parang i-exhaust nila yung buong pagkatao mo. Madidrain ka. Unang matitira sa'yo. So, you'll end up losing yourself in the process. Kasi parang you always try to make people whole by giving them your time, your attention, and all that. Pero when the time comes naman na you need it, who does that for you? Diba? Parang you can't expect na people have the same heart as you, na parang you do this for them, ganyan pa. So hindi mo ma-expect na they're gonna do the same for you, kasi marami lang talagang taong selfish sa mundo. Alam mo yun, parang marami lang talagang taong not right for you, and kahit pa dumating sila sa life mo, labo na ng pinagsasabi ko, pero I just wanna say na marami ka talaga mamimit na temporary people, like gantong age natin, 20 to 25 ganon, marami ka talaga mamimit na temporary people, and it hurts when like feeling mo makikip mo sila for life, pero hindi pala. Something happens, tapos hindi pala. It's just sad, kasi parang you believed na, oh, this person can stay, kasi, you know, jive lang kami, ganyan. So, mahirap tanggapin na pag yung, parang sa jowa lang yun eh. Yung sinasabi ko kasi general eh, parang friendship or tropa, ganyan. Pero masakit din yun sa relationship, kasi parang akala mo siya na, pero parang andyan lang pala siya to teach you a lesson, ganon. So, it's really hard. Life is so, ano, no? Parang so complicated. Pero like what I said kanina, life should be easy. If hindi man super easy, at least it should be bearable, you know? I just wanna tell you na sana hindi ka mabox dyan sa thought mo na parang, oh, I'm not gonna find another person like this person, kasi we click so much, ganon. I just wanna let you know na marami ka pang mamimit na tao. You have yet to meet the people you love, especially when all this is over, when like we're out there already. Now kasi parang we're being robbed of our youth eh. Kasi parang dapat nasa labas tayo, diba? We're at our prime years and all, pero nandito tayo sa bahay dahil sa incompetence ng gobyerno natin, na sana matagal na tong natapos kung nagsara siya ng borders, diba? Noong January 2020 pa lang. Anyway, ang sad. I just wanna say na ayun nga, ang dami ko nang sinisay, ang dami ko nang sinisay. Ito pa, gusto ko rin sabihin na, diba, it's so easy for us to like settle for less, especially when like juwang-juwa ka na, or you're lonely, or wala ka ng choice, parang papatulan mo na lang kung sinong nandyan for you. Pero if you wanna do that, I just wanna let you know na it's gonna be temporary. Kasi if you force something, it's gonna be temporary, especially if hindi naman talaga yan yung meant for you. Alam mo yun? Parang, ay, I know how this pandemic has triggered us to think na parang we need company or jowa, but please don't settle ha. Yung tipong mema ka na lang, yung para lang may ma-post ka lang sa IG or sa TikTok or whatever. Please know your worth. Your peace, guys. Your peace should be non-negotiable. If that person ruins yung matagal mo nang binuo na sarili mo, get out. I swear. If feeling mo you're gonna lose yourself in the process, or you're already losing yourself in the process, get out na. Kasi it's not worth what you worked on for a long time. You know, you worked so hard to protect your peace, to build your identity, or to build your self-confidence, self-esteem, kasi you lost it like super tagal na before, kasi like you lost it before kasi, diba, parang your ex, sige sabihin na natin, your ex made you feel worthless, ganon. Yung mga binuo mo na sinira ng ex mo, don't let a new one break you again. Parang ganon. Parang don't, yeah, it's nice to give people a chance kasi hindi naman sila yung ex mo, but just be careful, ha? Eto pa, be careful of red flags kasi you'll know it in the process. Parang malalaman mo kung pinoposess niyo ba tong trait na to or ganyan. Gets ba? Anyway, if hindi ka na makatulog sa gabi because their existence in your life bothers you, as in sobra, get out na. As in, it's not worth losing yourself again. Also, can I just say, back to ano na naman to, letting people in your life, you deserve someone who holds your hand when it's trembling. May sense pa bin pinagsasabi ko anyway. You deserve someone who's gonna hold you when things are hard. I'm not saying na your partner should be your therapist or something. I'm not condoning that. It's just that, you know, you really need someone sometimes to hold you and let you know na everything's gonna be fine eh. Kasi magkasama kayo, ganon. It's just so nice to have company, and sometimes it's better than sex, you know. It's better than all the, you know, the intimacy. Just, hindi intimate pala yun, bobo. Anyway, yun, basta it's just so nice to have someone hold your hand kasi parang hindi mo na kaya, ganyan. It's nice. I hope you guys find that person na makes you feel safe, makes you feel like everything's gonna be easy, or hindi naman totally easy, but at least bearable because you guys are together. Or kung sa magkaibigan man, ganun din. I hope you find that friend who doesn't sugarcoat things. I hope you find that true friend na would be there for you when you just need someone to share your problems with or vent out, ganon. It's nice to have nice people in your life. Genuine people who want what's best for you lang talaga. Not someone who tries to sip all your good energy or all the goodness in you. Parang they suck all the goodness in you. So you end up exhausted. So I just wanna reiterate na your peace should be non-negotiable. You deserve someone who gives you certainty na I won't ruin your life or if I make you feel like I am, let's please work it out. Pero alam mo yun, ang labo na ng sinasabi ko, pero I hope you guys get it. Na parang, alam mo yun, parang napag-usapan ko nga to dati, naisip ko to dati, sabi ko, ba't ba tayong mga willing nang magbigay? Parang hindi pa rin natin nahanap yung person or hindi pa rin lumalating yung person when parang feeling natin super ready na tayo. Ang frustrating nun minsan, no, na parang okay ka na, ganyan, parang ready ka na to give it your all, parang all out ka na, ganyan, ready ka na mag all out, pero the person's just not there yet. Parang feeling mo if you give it to someone else, parang feeling mo you're forcing it, ganun. Yeah, I just wanna say na sana tayong mga willing ng magbigay, and marami na tayong mabibigay, hindi to financially, pero pwede rin. Yung marami na tayo mabibigay emotionally, sana yung mapagbibigyan natin is yung deserving. And yung hindi yung mapapa-feel na niya sa atin na when you give it your all, yung hindi niya isusumbat sa'yo na, oh, I didn't ask you to give me this. Why are you telling me na binigay mo to sa akin na hindi ka naman to hiningi sa'yo? Ito pa naalala ko, it's a convo with a friend. Parang when you give someone something, tapos they tell you na, I didn't ask for it. Pwede mong sabihin na, but you took it. Diba? Parang, I didn't ask for your help, but you took it. Says a lot, diba? Na parang, yeah. Anyway, in short, huwag na tayo magsumbatan kasi lahat naman ng binibigay natin yan because we wanted to do it that time. Huwag na tayo magsumbatan. Sana wala tayong regrets. Ang conclusion ko lang for this episode is that I want you to know your worth and protect your peace. Amen. Amen. So, yun guys. Thank you so much for listening. I hope na if someone's going through something similar to what I'm talking about or what I just talked about, I hope you found some peace. I hope you found comfort in this episode. And at least, sana you heard what you needed to hear. And I hope na you get through it. You deserve to be happy. I just wanna let you know that. Not just the people na going through the same thing, ah. As in, everyone, all of us, we all deserve to be happy. Okay? Ayun lang. Tapos na po ako sa agenda ko na maging okay ang lahat. Back to being selfish na po ako ulit bukas. Charot. Pasama ng ugali. Tatawa na lang ako minsan sa sarili ko. Eh. Anyway. Thank you guys for listening. Also, don't forget to follow my IG at lovemellathepodcast. As in, dun ako nagpo-post ng everything about my podcast. And, yeah, that's basically it. Thank you again for listening. Have a nice day. And if you're about to sleep, good night. Uy, namiss ko sabihin yun ng straight na walang mali. Hindi ako nagbakil. Good night. Bye-bye.